This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for November 1st. I'm Paul Plack. The start of Discovery's last mission is now set for Wednesday at 3:52 p.m. NASA says the gas leaks are fixed and the weather continues to look favorable. Over the weekend, Yemeni authorities detained a woman thought to have sent those toner cartridge bombs on cargo planes last week. Yesterday, she was released with government officials saying her identity apparently was stolen by the actual perps. TSA's Secure Flight Behind the Scenes Watch List Matching Program goes into full effect today. Don't forget to use your middle name when booking your flight. EADS reports the maiden flight of the second Airbus military A330 multi-role tanker transport for the UK's Royal Air Force and is promoting the similar KC-45 as the Pentagon's lower-risk option. NASA has selected Sensis Corporation to develop ground-based surface conflict detection and resolution algorithms, or CDNR. In response to the recession and high fuel costs, an FAA exception to the normal Part 91 restrictions has been issued for three charities to allow volunteer pilots to receive reimbursement for fuel. A 60-year-old student pilot skidded off a runway in Tampa while taking off on his second solo flight. He's okay, but the 172 and a couple of parked cars didn't fare so well. EAA says a few spots remain open for aircraft builders in several EAA Sport Air Workshop courses in suburban Atlanta this coming weekend. And the FAA now says it will look into an incident involving U.S. Senator James Inhofe of Oklahoma, in which he landed his Cessna 340 on a closed runway at Port Isabel Cameron County Airport last week. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's ANN special feature, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves takes a fresh look at accidents as a deterrent to growth of the pilot population and what it will take to turn things around. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.